At any one time in Bloomington Normal, nearly 200 people live in cars, shelters, and places not really suitable for living. 35 of those are children, on average. They are, for all intents and purposes, homeless, though not living on the street. Home Sweet Home Ministries offers shelter and support services. For the fourth year in a row, the faith-based organization is relying on support from people willing to spend a night in their car to simulate the homeless experience as fund and awareness raiser. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Home Sweet Home CEO Marianne Pullen and Night in a Car participant Eric Haas. Pullen says they call it invisible homelessness.
Well, specifically, people who are living in their cars, many of the people who come to Home Sweet Home have spent a fair amount of time in their cars. Of course, there are plenty of people who don't have a car to live in too. But I think oftentimes people think of individuals who are homeless if they see them on the street corners begging, or if they think, well, those people are all staying at Home Sweet Home or Salvation Army. But there are plenty of people who are experiencing homelessness that are in places that you just, that are invisible, that you're not aware of.
Talk a little bit more about some of the statistics that people might really find surprising about the demographics that make up the homeless population.
It's people of all ages. It's men, women, and children. And, you know, certainly at Home Sweet Home, we have men, women, and children, and we have adults of all ages, of a variety of different occupational backgrounds and educational backgrounds. I was recently talking with a couple of our residents at Home Sweet Home. One has experience as a carpenter. One worked for a major insurance company. And so they don't fit a stereotype. I think oftentimes people think of someone who's been chronically unemployed. Some have been chronically unemployed, but many of them have a long and very strong history of employment, but have fallen on hard times for whatever reason.
Can you talk about children and how homelessness is impacting children in our community?
You know, I think one of the things that individuals who are experiencing homelessness, by and large, have suffered some type of trauma, oftentimes multiple traumas, and that certainly is true for children. If they've had to move from place to place, if they've had unstable housing, many of them have been subject to abuse or neglect in their young lives, and so it's very, very difficult for them. They may have had multiple school placements, which really disrupts their education. And actually, our environment at Home Sweet Home is less than ideal for getting your homework done and having a quiet place to study.
I thought I saw a pretty surprising statistic about the percentage of school children in one of our local schools that are homeless.
There is really a high percentage, higher than I think most people would think in this community. And oftentimes that relates that there are different definitions of homelessness. You know, there's a definition you typically think of where you're thinking of a family staying in a shelter. Some people are sharing homes with other people. They're sleeping on the floor, sleeping on the couch, that type of thing. And also, for school purposes, they count a child as homeless if the child is not living with their parents. So if they're living in foster care, they may be considered homeless.
So what kind of support does the money raised at an event like this provide? And how important is it to your operation?
We encourage every team that we have here at Night in a Car to raise at least $1,000. Some have far surpassed that goal. Others are still working towards that. It's just a goal. It's not an expectation or a requirement. But for $1,000, that will pay for 30 days of services within Home Sweet Home. So that would involve shelter, food, case management services, all of those type of things. Last year, we provided 18,000 nights of shelter. And so for each $1,000 that's raised, that helps us meet the demand that we have for our services.
I noticed that a lot of your teams have surpassed their fundraising goals, and you also have a lot of returning teams, which kind of surprised me because it seems like it would be a pretty miserable experience to then want to repeat.
Actually, so many of our participants, about half of the participants have participated before, and several of them have participated 3 or 4 years. And they keep coming back because they say it's such a meaningful experience for them. They say that it gives them a sense of compassion, a sense of empathy towards people who are experiencing hard times.
What are some of the comments that you hear after first-time participants have this experience?
It's funny. The most common comment that I hear is, it was miserable, and I'm going to do it again. So that really is a typical remark that people make because it just had such an impact on them. Because while they're in their car and they're having trouble sleeping, having trouble getting rest, they're thinking about what it would be like. So what would it be like to have to get up in the morning and try to get cleaned up a little bit and go to work? Or what would it be like if you're a child and, you know, to go to school, you know, after you've spent the night in your car? So it's a pretty sobering experience, but people find it very meaningful. A new feature this year for us is the escape room. This is a concept where people will, and each person who's here will have an opportunity to go through the escape room. The escape room has four seasons of homelessness that people walk through there, and they need to get through the obstacles in that particular room in order to go to the next room and then to emerge from the escape room. The people who will be our guides for this are individuals who are currently homeless or have experienced homelessness in the past. So they will be valuable resources to people to help them understand, you know, what it is like, what it truly is like to be homeless. And these individuals, the tour guides, have gone through the escape room and they agree. They said, yes, it's real. It's authentic. In fact, it was designed by individuals who are homeless at another organization. We heard about it and borrowed the concept.
So that will give people an understanding of the different environment of homelessness depending on time of year.
That's right. They'll find out what it's a little bit of what it's like when it's blistering hot outside and you're trying to go through a maze to try to get out of the heat. They'll find out what it's like to be very, very cold, what it's like to be able to juggle all the various responsibilities that you have for employment and childcare and transportation and housing and all of that. So it really does give a brief but authentic exposure to what some of those obstacles are.
Night in a Car participant Eric Haas and Home Sweet Home CEO Marianne Pullen spoke with Colleen Reynolds.